أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه صدق الله العظيم After taking these two qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the general condition of man, and here it refers to the disbelievers. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا Does man think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not gather the bones? Here reference is made to the Quraysh of Makkah, more especially that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the day of Qiyamah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to them that the same human as we are in this form, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will gather all our bones, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will flesh them, and man will stand and be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they used to mockingly say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes it was arrogance, it was sometimes the stubbornness, and obviously not lack of understanding, but it was the disbelief in the coming of the day of Qiyamah, that they used to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person is buried and that person is in the ground, then that body begins to disintegrate, the flesh of the body comes out, then only the bones are left, and then that bones become rotten, it becomes disintegrated with the sand, it becomes powder. How is all that possible, that even the bones and all the pieces of that bones are all lost? How is it possible that all of that is going to be then resurrected, reformed and brought together? This was in actual fact because of the disbelief. The understanding in the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was somewhat there. They knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had power. They had acknowledged the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created them. What they were missing out was the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us from absolutely nothing. We were absolutely nothing. From there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought into existence, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayats of the Quran Sharif, that if we did it the first time, then the second time ought to have been even easier. That is in actual fact human logic. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is nothing difficult, there is nothing easy. And hence like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ayats described this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response is most different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nay, never that. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot resurrect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot reform those bones, but the truth of the matter is this: qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. We are capable, we have the power, we are able to reshape even the fingertips of a person. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, that, O insan, O Quraysh, you are still talking about the major bones of the human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot bring together. But just look at one fingertip of a human being, perhaps one of the smallest limbs, one of the smallest portions of the human body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that. Ulama have stated, one reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fingers or the tips of the fingers is because it being such a small portion, just that small joint that we have, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring back. Because no human can reconstruct even that to the perfection that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has reconstructed. We will have artificial fingers, robotic fingers, etc. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it with all the veins and all the vessels in between, that no human can bring. Leave the finger, Who can create even the nail that is on that finger? No human, with all our technology today, we cannot even bring that back. We cannot even create something like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. Something that grows from His roots. That is only the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also makes mention of the finger because of the fingerprint that is on the finger. Now we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created people, their features, facial features may differ from one person to another. But we may get people that sometimes look alike and we may get mistaken with that also. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the facial features also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people differently. The trillion and the zillions of people that have come to this earth, all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created differently. But insofar as the fingerprints of a person, no two people's fingerprints have ever been the same. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show to that minute detail, we will bring you back again and we will resurrect you. And in that fact, there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that not only the formation of the bones will take place, or there will be a little bit of flesh here and there, but we will bring you back to such precision like how we created you the first time, that even your fingerprints will be the same. There will be absolutely no mistake. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards that off. And then Allah says, the truth of the matter is this, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامًا. The truth is this, that man desires, insan desires, لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامًا, that he persist in his disobedience in the life before him, in the life to come ahead of him. O Quraysh of Makkah, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses each and every person, that how we lived our lives in the past, that is how by and large we want to continue living our lives. The life of disobedience that we had in the past, we want to carry on that life. The month of Ramadan has come. We make a few adjustments in this month of Ramadan. But once Ramadan is over, we want to go back to that life. Our diary is already filled with what we are not supposed to be doing. It is already there that we are going to be doing it. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we have never had the desire to change as human beings. But this is not supposed to be the case. La uqsimu bi yawmil qiyamah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to show us that the hisab and kitab is a reality and it is a truth. And the one way that we can now move away from disobedience is plan that life ahead of us. From now till the time we leave this world, we don't know how long and how much of respite and how much of time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we should have now this fikr that we should change our lives, this fikr that now how are we going to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word yureed. There has to be this irada. There has to be this intention that we want to change our lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to this ayat, Allah says, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامًا. It is not about not believing in qiyamah or disbelieving in qiyamah. The thing is this, that they don't want to change their lives. They had the beautiful lifestyle of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam ahead of them. They had this Quran in front of them. They used to hear these words, and this should have caused them to change their lives. They ought to have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they didn't have that desire, and hence Allah says they had one single desire, and that is to continue in the disobedience and the arrogance against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala leaves this very, very powerful message for all of us, that there needs to be this irada. There needs to be this intention that now going forward in our lives, whatever life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in our taqdeer, however many breaths there may be, however many seconds, however many days there may be, that we should have this irada that now, Ya Allah, we want to become obedient to you and we want to turn towards you, because we believe in the day of Qiyamah. We know the accountability is a reality. We know we are going to stand in front of you. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this Qiyamah to show us how we can think and ponder about it, contemplate and make a change in our lives. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.